All right, guys, we have quite the stream for you today. We're going to be talking about Bud Light doubling down on their controversy, Chick-fil-A now possibly going woke, plus Target and their entire Pride collection that people are up in arms about. The companies are going crazy. Let's talk about it. All right, guys, happy Wednesday. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We have Taylor in Nashville.
We back. How's it going?
And we have Kobe in the producer's bay. Hi, Kobe.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good to have you back.
I had to do the air horn myself because we didn't tell Kobe to play it whenever we switched to me.
That is
true. It's fine. I'm not hurt about it.
We're an improv team over at this channel. Guys, we have a lot to talk about. Are you done with hearing about woke companies? I'm a little over it, but this week has been a hot week for companies coming out with their stances on the woke agenda and these woke campaigns, which we are no stranger to, but we're going to talk about anyways. One major company that is in high heat over this stuff right now is Target. I'm going to read you a tweet from Ollie London, which is so interesting. Ollie London, of all people, is becoming like a journalist on woke issues and specifically LGBTQ issues. Not the arc that I saw for his character, but nonetheless, here we are. And I guess he's no longer transracial and trans and all this stuff. So,
guy knows how to reinvent himself.
He really does. He's a PR king, if anything. So he's tweeted out, Target's vice president of brand management has been revealed as treasurer and board member of LGBTQI+ charity that received $2.1 million in funding from Target. The charity will receive the multi-million dollar donation. GLSEN encourages teachers to hide the gender identities of trans and non-binary students from their parents. Target VP of brand management, Carlos Saavedra, I think is his last name, is currently serving as the treasurer and board member of the organization, which also provides instructions to schools on making math class more inclusive to trans and non-binary identities. What does that even mean? How does math class become more inclusive to trans identities? Any answers, any reference on that? I have no idea.
I don't know. I mean, it's all flowery language to say inclusive, to just mean Target is supportive and giving money to the efforts to put this stuff in front of children in their classrooms. That's basically all I'm taking away from it.
Right. And obviously what's more concerning than the math class thing is the fact that this organization encourages teachers to hide gender identities of trans and non-binary students from parents, which we've heard of stories like that happening. And turns out they don't end well sometimes because these identities, and specifically when young children are struggling with these identities, are often coupled with what we call psychiatric comorbidities like depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder. There's a bunch of different stuff that kids can be struggling through. Autism is another one there. And when you as a teacher decide to be, I guess, somewhat of a vigilante and hide this identity from presumably the people who care about the child most, you are stepping into hot water. And I am reminded of a story out of Florida, and I forget what this man's last name was, but his daughter attempted suicide because of her struggle with her gender and her identity. And I do not recall whether or not she was successful, but there have been stories of young people being successful in their endeavor to unalive themselves based on gender confusion and the hiding of this identity from parents. So really interesting to hear that's what Target is doing. Am I at all surprised by this? No, of course not. They're not the first company to engage in this sort of charitable activity with organizations that do not have anybody's best interest at heart while claiming to be tolerance and pro-inclusivity and diversity. And that's not the only reason Target is under fire. This all really started because Target does and did what they do every single year, which is put out a Pride collection. And apparently this one was a little bit more expansive and people were starting to get upset about it. I think it's also part of the cultural climate that we're in right now, that people are just ultra sensitive to seeing Pride campaigns, LGBTQ plus messaging, because they know what other stuff is being coupled with that in our culture. So here's a little look at Target's Pride collection, which I gotta say, I thought if you were gay, you weren't tacky. And these clothes, like, I thought often gayness was coupled with fashion. this is not working for me. A green jumpsuit, guys, come on now. A green jumpsuit, and on the back, it just says gay. All day, every day, and that's okay. That's what it says in the little script there. I'm sorry. I get that there has been a struggle with sexuality in this nation's past, and, you know, gay people wanted equal rights and marriage equality and all these different things, and then that was achieved on their behalf. Is this a statement, or is this some sort of movement? Like, at this point, if you can wear the word gay and lesbian and queer, and, like, we queer cheer all day and we love ourselves and we're so prideful of everything and of our sexuality and our identities, are you really struggling at this point? Are you really oppressed at this point?
I just think it's funny because they used to make fun of the Christians for our cheesy t-shirts that say, like, it's a play on a Snickers bar logo and says Jesus is eternally satisfying or something like that. And
right.
they'd laugh at us. But now the gays apparently have this being done on their behalf as well. And that's my theory is a lot of the people who are designing these clothes are probably not even gay themselves, because when you look at the response of the gay community to a lot of the corporate pandering that we see every Pride Month, they're like, this is all just pandering. This is not doing anything for me. They're just trying to profit off of this and virtue signal, and that I'm rolling my eyes at that. So it's just a funny thing.
I know several gay people, and none of them would be lining up to buy this stuff. And I do have a feeling, like, if you broke down the major demographics who are buying this, it's probably straight people pandering to the gay community who are buying this for their kids and to put on their dogs and to sort of prance around saying, oh my gosh, you know, we are virtue signaling towards this movement that everybody is talking about right now. Because, you know, if you're going to do this, please just make better designs. It's okay. Maybe hire somebody who knows a thing or two, because this just ain't it. And again, if you're wearing this queer, running around the town, look how happy she is. If you're wearing this, where's the struggle at? Where are the instances of oppression? Because I'm just struggling to see what we're still fighting for, which is the question I have for all of these movements. When do they stop? When have you achieved what you've set out to achieve? But I don't think they're going to stop until, I don't know, these movements get what they're asking for, which is what? Teachers hiding children's identities from their parents and kids being able to change their gender. Maybe that's the big fight we have here. But Target's come forward and said that they're removing some of their LGBTQ+ Pride merchandise over threats to employees. We're going to read through this article from KSL News Radio. It says, Target has removed some Pride merchandise from its stores after facing backlash and threats, the company said Tuesday. A company spokesperson did not specify which items were being removed, but Target has faced criticism online over swimsuits being sold in its Pride collection. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with these swimsuits, they're tucking swimsuits. So it's a sort of female one-piece swimsuit. And on the tag, it says tuck friendly, which means if you are a man who wants to wear the swimsuit and tuck your private parts up to look more feminine, this is the swimsuit for you. I saw Ali Stuckey talk about this swimsuit, and she's like, imagine you're a woman trying to get a sizing guide on your swimsuit, and you're going online to see which one you should buy, and you just see a whole ass man wearing the swimsuit. She's like, is there extra area downstairs for something that I don't have? Imagine having to ask a Target employee that when you're just looking for a women's swimsuit.
That was the Adidas a couple of weeks ago came out with their own version of this, right? They had a male modeling for their women's one-piece swimsuits, and I think they also had some extra material down there for a little bit of tuckage.
Hey,
so weird.
I will say, if you're a man that's going to wear a women's swimsuit, I hope you buy one with extra material down there. I don't want any non-tuck friendly swimsuits going on a man who's going to wear one of those. Okay. I want them all to be tuck friendly if that's what you're doing.
Someone's going to clip that and say Amel is pro tuck friendly swimsuits.
Media Matters is going to do something with that. I guess it would be
They're like, we got an ally now.
Yeah, right. In their best interests. So I wanted to look into what was happening here. They say Target's getting threats of this. And I don't put it past people, and particularly very angry conservatives, to maybe come to a Target and take the pieces down or cause a stir over the fact that they haven't. We've seen many a video of people going into Balenciaga and berating the employees there after their whole controversy with the disgusting photos they put out of kids. Do I think an employee working at Balenciaga or at Target deserves the backlash for what the corporation at large is doing? Absolutely not. So I would grant that there are probably people going into Targets and saying these things. Upon looking it up, though, it's kind of difficult to find somebody who substantiated a real-life instance of this happening. But here's another story out of USA Today, and the headline is a little misleading. It says, bomb threats made against Target stores in Utah, Ohio, and Pennsylvania over Pride controversy. Now, you read into this, and it's actually LGBT advocates who are making the bomb threats, and you're going to ask yourself, why would they do this? Why would they send a bomb threat to Target that is presumably supporting them? It says, quote, Target is full of cowards who turned their back on the LGBT community and decided to cater to the homophobic right-wing redneck bigots who protested and vandalized their store. The email threat read in part, and that was from Cleveland 19 News Report. So here's the perpetual struggle that all of these companies are in, right? And I think it's where we're going to learn that either you take on this ESG bullshit in full force and you deal with the conservatives who are pissed about it, or you just do your job and sell clothing to people and sell groceries to people and sell shoes or whatever it is that you sell. And maybe you're quiet about the political stuff, because Target, Bud Light, all these companies, they make a choice like this to go woke and put this stuff out. Conservatives get pissed. They try to correct and say, okay, we're going to remove some of this stuff that's in our stores. Then the people who you were initially pandering to are over it. So it's a lose-lose situation just by entering this game when it comes to whatever XYZ campaign that people are talking about right now. So we'll see. I have seen some tweets saying that they're market capitalization is down. Do I believe that it's fallen $12 billion over the past 14 days due to this? It's possible. I don't think this has gotten anywhere near the amount of outrage that Bud Light got, and Bud Light fell considerably in the wake of this. I don't know what possible factors could be at play here, but if this is true, it would make sense that they would be backtracking, or at least trying to. But it doesn't seem that they are. Maybe they're doing this on a local level where stores are taking this down. But they also have that $2 million donation to GLSEN. So come on now.
Yeah, it seems like they're trying to find a way to, you know, weasel their way out of the controversy without apologizing by saying, oh, we're removing our pride displays or putting them in the back of the stores because crazy people are threatening our employees. I think that's the justification that they used in their statement, which is why it was so funny, because we went to substantiate those claims and we started looking, okay, they're saying that they're getting threats. You know, if people are going and threatening employees or, you know, calling in bomb threats to Target stores, then yeah, that we need to disavow that as people who are against Target's involvement in trying to put trans stuff in front of children and trying to support organizations that encourage them to hide their gender transition or gender confusion from their parents, etc. We went to substantiate their claim, and I laughed because you sent me the article thinking that that was the substantiation. You said, oh, USA Today wrote an article about
right.
these bomb threats that they're receiving. And then I opened the article and read the article that you sent me, and I'm like, wait a second. The bomb threat is from LGBTQ activists who are upset that Target's not doing enough. So everybody's just mad.
Right.
And this whole situation is just clown world, culture wars to the max. But
right.
it's, you know, at the end of the day, there are valid criticisms that you can direct at Target. And I don't think that, you know, they're trying to do their best of tiptoeing their way out of it. And I do think their feet need to be held to the fire. And I don't think that they'll escape this one as easily as you'd think. And I think the market cap tank of $12 billion, who knows if that'll stay. You know, mm-hmm. stocks fluctuate, go up and down. But I do think that there's more meat on the bone now, and people are more fed up with this stuff than they have been in the past.
Yeah, the threshold is very, very low for offending people, I think, on both ends of the spectrum here. The news has caught on to this Target controversy, and they're calling I guess, what these conservative people have been speculated to be doing, terrorism. Let's listen to the clip.
When Target caves into this, then it says that the moment you threaten the employees of even a very large corporation, you get to control its policies. This is economic terrorism, literally terrorism, creating fear among the workers and forcing the corporations to sell the things you want and not sell the things you don't. So when Target...
BFFR. Terrorism. Come on now. Terrorism. We know the news goes out over their skis and says some pretty asinine things sometimes, but terrorism? Last time I checked, obviously I'm not advising that people go in and threaten employees. That's not okay. Chill out. It's a Target store. You cannot go into it and you cannot buy the shirts that are there. Don't go threatening people who are probably making minimum wage to work this job. But terrorism is a very, very strong word. And we're so used to it, right? Because the people who were going to school board meetings and talking about the things that their kids were being taught and the books that they were finding in libraries, those were terrorists, right? We're so accustomed to just throwing out these huge, sweeping accusations at people. And you should be aware of this, not only because you're not telling the truth, but because the words won't mean anything anymore. When I hear the word terrorist, I think of very extreme things and very extreme actions. I don't think about going to Target and causing an uproar over a t-shirt that says trans people will always exist. So the more you throw out these words and make these utterly baseless claims, the less the words mean. So nobody's going to take you seriously. It's like a boy who cried wolf situation is going to happen in the media. And it probably already is, because I don't know anybody who's watching MSNBC anyways. And they've done it again. Here's another one from Hassan, last name Hassan, a popular MSNBC host, says, quote, conservatives who love to engage in doomsday histrionics whenever a homeless person shoplifts from a San Francisco grocery store, those people have no issue with maniacs tearing through Target stores and menacing retail workers. Which the funniest thing is, I haven't seen a video of this happening, which is interesting in this age of social media and independent journalism and just regular everyday citizens with cell phones. You'd think if there was this big kerfuffle in the Target store, somebody would have taken a video of it. But like I said, I'll grant that it exists because people do have the proclivity to do things like that. So I'll go ahead and grant that it exists. Of course, people will still be upset when homeless people are shoplifting from San Francisco grocery stores. Have you seen what's going on? And it's interesting that they are so hysterical about conservatives walking into Target stores and yelling at the employees over this stuff. But nobody said a peep when Target was ransacked during the 2020 George Floyd riots, which is so interesting because in my mission to find videos of conservatives doing this in a Target, I typed in Target ransacked. And what pops up? You see all these dates here? Do I need to zoom in? 2020, and they all happen to be in the month of May. Do we remember what was happening in the month of May in 2020? Do we remember who was ransacking Targets? Even though Target had expressed its strong support of the BLM movement, it was the Black Lives Matter protesters. They were the ones who were ransacking Targets. And
not the Biden
cared.
Whisper, Amala.
Right. Let me smell you.
Oh my gosh.
Nobody said a peep. The news did not care. It was mostly peaceful protest, right? They weren't doing reports on the amount of items that were damaged in Target. Nobody was talking about how Target needs to take a stand against these vigilantes who are ruining their stores. Not a peep. Agenda, baby. It's all it is. It's all it is. And like, I'll dish it out. If conservatives are doing that, stop it. Get some help. But you should do that on both sides. Be equal and fair in your coverage of this stuff, because I just can't take them seriously anymore. I'm sorry. And we're going to move on.
Yeah, they had to, if you're not holding the same energy when that happened with BLM, and if you're not worried about terrorism. Because if you're only worried about it if one side does it, then you have no principles and no one should take you seriously. So I agree.
Yeah, don't take these corporations seriously. And you know what? I got to do a plug, guys. I recently worked on a documentary called Unwoke Inc., which is coming out tomorrow on PragerU.com that you can check out. And it's all about corporate America and its adherence to woke ideology and finding people who are creating alternatives. So I'd like to show you guys the trailer so that you can see.
Woke is everywhere. On billboards, in entertainment, in sports, on our clothes, in our schools, and in our businesses. And I kept wondering, how did this happen? We all feel it, and the feeling isn't a good one. As someone who was once on the far left, I worry that wokeism is ripping our country apart. At PragerU, we have a slogan, don't just complain, do something. So I began asking questions. Where did wokeism come from? Is woke here to stay? And are there alternatives to wokeism? So began what would become a journey across the United States to try to find those answers. And perhaps in finding those answers, we'll find a way to end wokeism once and for all.
That's pretty dope. Shout out to the editing team at Distant Moon on that one, because they crushed it the trailer there. This is going to come out tomorrow, as I said before. It's featuring interviews of people who have actively created alternatives to some of the woke stuff that we're seeing right now. I interviewed Mike Ferris, who started a university that is anti-woke. Interviewed Jeremy Boring of Daily Wire, Jeremy's Razors, and their separate chocolate company. I interviewed Amanda Ensing, Jonathan Isaac, and there's one more. Who am I missing? Vivek Ramaswamy. That's a big one. He's also in that short documentary that comes out tomorrow, so that you guys can check that out. I'm excited for you all to see it. So that'll be at PragerU.com, and there'll be a little pledge that it asks you to sign at the end if you are wanting to fight wokeism within not only corporate America, just all facets of our society. So don't forget to check it out, especially since tomorrow marks the most auspicious day of the beginning of Pride Month. You guys excited? My birthday's in June. It's June 16th, right in the middle of Pride Month. So that is super fun. I can't wait to see all the woke pandering that comes from these different corporations. But here's the question. Is Chick-fil-A going to be one that joins them? This has been a new story that's popped up, although the information behind this story is old. I must make that clear. But I guess conservative media has just now caught on to the fact that Chick-fil-A has a diversity, equity, and inclusion employee. I don't know if he's what his exact title is, but they've essentially dedicated themselves to fighting for diversity, equity, and inclusion. I'm inclined to believe this is just a move due to ESG, which, for those of you who don't know what that is, it's essentially a score that private and public companies have for environment, social, governance, which is essentially asking them to adhere to certain campaigns, movements, and agendas in order to help them with their financing and loan, helps them build relationships with other corporations, and just essentially makes their business run smoother on behalf of the government and this score that they get for environmental, social, and governance adherence. So you'll hear of LGBTQ organizations who are scoring certain corporations for their adherence or their allyship with their agenda. And that can ultimately affect their ESG score, which down the line can, or almost immediately can, affect their profit. So it's possible that this is why Chick-fil-A did this. I believe this was a move 2 years ago, right, Taylor? That they made?
It was the employee's name was Eric McReynolds, and his position is Vice President of DEI, and he was promoted to that 2 years ago, but he'd been with the company since 2007.
Yeah, so people are, of course, pissed because they think of Chick-fil-A, and you think of, you know, that hometown chicken fast food that's closed on Sunday and loves God and is conservative in its creation and in its leaders, and I guess not so much because they have this Department of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. So they've also put on their website Chick-fil-A's commitment to being better at together means embedding diversity, equity, and inclusion in everything we do. So that's fun. Just another one who's gonna join the team. We got a big boat. At this point, I don't know where you guys eat, where you guys shop, where you guys buy anything. It's all made in China anyways. I don't know. At this point, you're a little boxed in as far as where you can go, because if you can't go to Chick-fil-A, where can you go?
I know. What are conservative Christian women going to be able to do now without going to Target and Chick-fil-A? tragic, though. It's the you'd hope, like you said, it's the they've branded themselves as the family-owned Christian company. That's a big part of who we are. We're closed on Sundays. We enshrine our values. And the putting this DEI stuff, whatever you think about it, it is code words for this radical agenda. So no matter how much you dress it up in flowery language, it's radical woke neo-Marxist ideology, and that doesn't mix with Christian values. And that's very disappointing. And I think that we saw in a screenshot on social media of their like hiring standards, and they're committed to not discriminating on the basis of gender identity. I don't know if they're forced to do that by the government to say it like that, but even using the term gender identity is kind of, you know, giving a hat tip to the validity of that ideology. And that's not something that mixes with the Christian faith. And so I just find that deeply concerning.
Yeah, it's just everywhere now. And I think what's going to happen is people are just going to dig into maybe companies that they haven't thought of, and they're going to find out that they've all had diversity, equity, and inclusion officers for quite some time. And that's the thing with all of this woke, you know, postmodern thinking. It's been in the works for a really long time. You know, a lot of people think this is new because you're hearing about it as if it's new. It is not new. I mean, when I was a kid, we were having conversations like this. Of course, I was surrounded by really devoted leftists and more radical thinkers than I think is typical of your normal community. But these are conversations that have been long held and movements that have been, you know, moving around the chessboard for quite some time. They're just now fully being brought to light by people who are concerned about them. So that even means your Chick-fil-A sandwich is gay.
We should have seen it coming when they said they were going to make cauliflower sandwiches. But real quick, we got a super chat from Viribius Unidas. Thank you for your $50 super chat. Anything above $50, we read immediately. So thank you, guys. It says, really appreciate your videos. Great team. Keep up the excellent work. I did the journey from socialist activism via anarchism to God and finally became a Catholic priest. Wow, that's a story arc.
Wow.
So great to see people your age being so sensible. God bless you all.
Oh, thank you. We really appreciate you watching. That is so cool. Wow, that is a journey. And there's a story there. I can only imagine. There definitely is. The good news is conservative husbands are rejoicing at Target's new move, as they will be spending way less time sitting in the car waiting for their wives. They don't have to worry about that anymore.
Headline?
No, but it should be. We should. Wow,
they should hire you.
We should pitch that over to them. Yeah. Have you seen that Target husband's music video or something, or commercial those guys made on TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was hilarious. Now, it's not just Target. It's not just your chicken sandwiches. We're moving on to something I know a lot about, the Dodgers. And the Dodgers have been in the heat of controversy recently. I want to find the actual name of this group. Okay, so they were essentially going to have a group that was honored at was it a Dodgers event or a Dodgers game? I want to be specific here.
They were hosting a Pride night. Okay. At one of the games. I'm not sure if it was at a game or a standalone event. I doubt it would be a standalone event though.
So. Okay. And a group called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence was going to be honored at this Pride night or be able to do some sort of performance at this Pride night. Now people were up in arms about this because not only is this a pro LGBTQ organization and group, but they also do some, let's call them interesting displays, where one of their members dresses up as Jesus while somebody else in drag is dancing around on a pole, and they do a little performance together. As you can imagine, Christians were not happy about it. And in that camp of Christians falls some of the players for the Dodgers, who came out and said, you know, we disagree with this move on behalf of ourselves, and we don't want to see the Dodgers move in this direction. And they've also organized the return of a Christian family, Faith and Family Day at Dodger Stadium. And that was going to happen far later than this whole Pride night, but they've moved it up in order to make a statement of criticism towards this progressive move that the LA Dodgers has done other players, Trevor Williams of which team, Taylor?
I think the Nationals, Washington Nationals.
The Washington Nationals has come out and spoken as a devout Catholic, saying that he's deeply troubled by the Dodgers' decision to reinvite the group. So here's what happened. They invited this group. There was outrage. They went, oh no, we don't want people mad at us. We're not going to have the group come anymore. And then, well, just like with Bud Light and just like with Target, the LGBTQ group got angry that they revoked their invitation. And then they said, don't want to make you guys angry. We'll reinvite them. So now you just have two events going on. You're going to have the Pride Night, and then you're going to have the Christian Faith and Family Day. And they're just going to exist on two different planes, much like what is happening with our economy, where we're just splitting down the middle and people are choosing to support one side or the other. That's what's happened here. An interesting move on behalf of the Dodgers. I think what would be smarter than either of those choices would be to maybe just not do either of those things, and certainly not invite the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to have somebody dress up as Jesus and then have somebody do some drag pole dance next to him. I would have never thought that would be a greenlit idea in any room that was deciding who should be the entertainment at Pride Night. If I was an organizer of these Pride Nights or the Pride Parades or whatever, my PR move would be to be as wholesome as possible and really strip back all the crazy stuff that is happening right now that people are outraged about, and show that Pride could be something that has nothing to do with vulgarity and just disgusting displays of sexuality. That would be the move that you would make. Make it an actually wholesome family event. But I don't think they can bring themselves to do that. They want to up the ante, and they want to show that whatever crazy things you're thinking should and will be displayed at these sorts of events. Now, of course, that's not an indictment on all LGBT people. I'm friends with plenty of gay people who disagree with all of this and look at this and go, I don't even want to be associated with this community anymore. But that would be the PR move I would make. Really dial it back. Have the rainbows go up and the floats and everything. Maybe don't pass out condoms or have men half dressed or have drag queens stripping on poles. Just a thought. Food for thought.
Just a thought. Yeah, it's so crazy because they're not trying to do a Pride Night in the name of inclusion and decency and just, hey, we're just being ourselves and we're respectful of everybody else, but let's have a little night where we're acknowledging a different part of the community. Like, on its face, I don't necessarily have a problem with that, and I'm a Christian. But when you move into a place where, under the banner of inclusivity, you mean you're going to sit here while I mock your religion and mock your God and watch it while I do this sexualized performance and just make a mockery of everything that you stand for and everything you believe in. That's not inclusion. That's a one-way street. That's, I'm going to trample on your values and trample on you and transgress against everything that I believe, that you believe in. And you're just going to sit there and like it because inclusion. That's not inclusion. Right. It should be a two-way street if we're talking about inclusion. It should be a two-way street if we're talking about having nights for the community. You have to have a very base level of respect. And it's getting to be difficult for these companies like Target, like Chick-fil-A, like Bud Light, and the Dodgers now, wherever, in all these different domains, because the people driving this Pride movement and the LGBTQIA activism are so radical that they have to be transgressive. That's the whole point to them in a lot of ways. Yeah. They're not the reasonable ones. Like you said, we have plenty of gay friends like Dave Rubin, Amir Odom, friends of the show who've been on, and they're like, yeah, don't attach me to this group. Don't put the rainbow flag behind me because there's so much baggage there and so much radical agendas and radical activism that I don't want it to represent me. So these companies are going to have to start to answer for and demand that these activists delineate and say, we're not those type of activists. We're just having our own night to represent our community and celebrate, and we'll be respectful of everybody else. If they're not going to do that and they're not willing to leave the fetish weird gear behind and the weird going after kids stuff and mocking people's religions, if they don't leave all that stuff behind, then sorry, you're not participating. That should not be controversial.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that this was going to be an entire Pride Night, I guess, on behalf of the Dodgers. But this is one group that is creating a stir over who knows how many other groups were going to be at this night that were probably going to be just very normal in, I don't know that we can call anything normal these days, but we're probably not going to be doing these just heinous displays of whatever it is you want to call this stuff. So the whole backbone of this is that when you identify yourself as part of a community, you allow fringe activists like the ones who are going to dress up as Jesus and strip in front of children to speak on your behalf. So we really messed up when we decided to put ourselves in these tribal groups and labeled ourselves on the basis of sexuality and race and, you know, political ideology. The groups need to go, because now you have, really in the conservative camp of stories that we're talking about today, the people who are running into Targets and yelling at employees and, you know, getting angry over the material that's being sold in this store, being used and placed on a pedestal as an example of what it means to be a conservative. You have these sisters of, I don't know, perpetual
indulgence.
Yeah. Perpetual degradation going out and being markers of the LGBTQ community, which, if you know people who are in this community, by and large, they're not like this. It's really not a clear depiction of what these things are, but it becomes so because they become major news stories, and it's just tragic. Meanwhile, Bud Light is doubling down on their agenda. And again, this could be in the name of BSG, or it could be a fringe group of activists at Anheuser-Busch that are allowing this to continue to happen. Bud Light's giving LGBTQ organization $200,000 in donation. And I believe this is a different organization here. Bud Light will donate $200,000 to the National LGBT Chamber of Commerce in support of the organization's Communities of Color Initiative, which aims to support the growth and success of minority LGBTQ plus owned businesses, the company said in a press release on May 30th. We are just, you know, all over the tennis court, hitting back and forth on the messaging that we're getting here. Bud Light does the campaign with Dylan Mulvaney, gets the backlash, doesn't apologize, but tries to reference the fact that they are learning and meeting people all across America who buy their product, and then gives a fat $200,000 donation to the NGLCC.
But they put the Harley Davidson logo on some cans, though, so they're still cool with conservatives, right, guys?
Heck yeah. They put out that Budweiser ad where the horse trotted around to different monuments. Yeah. Did that make you feel good?
That's why their efforts to reach out to their customer base, or a huge slice of their customer base of conservatives, fall flat, because they're so clearly out of touch. And then when the rubber meets the road, it's like, where's your money going? Okay, you're still in the wake of this controversy going to give another 200 grand to this group in the midst of all this. It's Jesus, I think, said, where your treasure is, your heart will be also. And so we know where their heart is in the matter. And it's not with their loyal customers, or once loyal customers, it's with their activism.
Because it becomes a conundrum for them, in that the money that they lose from customers may not outweigh the money they could lose from the government with their ESG scores. In the wake of the Bud Light controversy, you had a major left-leaning LGBT organization come forward and say, we're going to lower your overall score for being an ally to the LGBT, and that's going to affect your relationship with the government, or at least Anheuser-Busch, their parent company's relationship with the government and ESG. So now they have to run the risk of, okay, do we lose $1 billion from our consumers, or do we lose $1 billion in the possible profit that we can get through loans and funding and partnerships and working with other corporations? These are the questions that they're asking themselves. And if they can slide in these movements and donations and statements without you noticing, that's the choice that they will make. That could possibly be the choice that Chick-fil-A made. I don't know. We can't speak to it. I don't know if in the wake of this controversy, somebody's going to come forward and address it. We shall see. So
I'm hoping that somebody will say something from Chick-fil-A. You'd think they'd have to at this point.
You would. But yeah, one would think. And that's it for these woke companies. You guys are updated on it. We are going to get into super chats here, and let me know in the comments down below how you feel about these things. I'm struggling to keep up, so I don't know where to shop anymore. I'm just not going to go to stores. I'm going to homestead. I'm going to build my own.
I'm going to raise your own chickens.
Yeah.
Brew your own beer.
Picking cotton, I guess. We're going back. Make my own clothes.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, we better read some super chats before we get banned.
Let's see. Core.
first one today comes from Jared's Journey. He says, Target targets children.
Which, we were just making that joke right before the show.
Yes, we were. I jokingly said that's what we should put in the title of the stream today, but Amala shot it down.
Taylor's got a lot of dad jokes.
I do. Picks and Butts says, never trust a gay man who can't color coordinate. Words to live by.
It's so true. Like, the gay people that I know are fashionable. One of them works at Chanel. There's no way they're buying a green jumpsuit that says gay in large yellow letters on the back of it. I'm sorry. They're not.
Mariah Myrick Smith says, love you guys, with a heart emoji.
Thank you,
Mariah. Katie QICU says, I would love to see a collab with Blair White. Also love your guys' show. Have been binging your videos, whether I'm listening at work or at home. Love you guys. Hope you guys have a great day.
Blair greatly confuses me. I like Blair's content. The messaging confuses me. Just by basis of Blair being Blair, of course. It is inherently confusing. I would love to have a conversation with her, though.
Yeah, from what I've heard, I'm like, generally good messaging. It's just kind of confusing the vessel. Okay. Brandon Reynolds says, June is Pride Month. Wish I could avoid social media for the month, but I can't. I have no problem if you're LGBTQ. What I have issue with is being shoved down my throat everywhere. Right.
That's what sucks, is I am by no means anti-LGBT. There's not a bone in my body that is anti-LGBT. But all of this stuff is just crazy. And the farther and more radical it gets, the more you have to go, oh, I have to call that out. And at the risk of sounding like you are. Stupid.
Yeah, I think that's a very reasonable take, Brandon. And I think most people agree with you. Even gay people don't like it being shoved down their throat this month and all the pandering.
Yeah, so, buddy.
Brandon Reynolds again says, I personally can't wait for next month so we can hear about how being patriotic is wrong and loving your country is wrong. I'll bring the popcorn.
There's always something. Every month is something new now. One day we'll run out.
Jackie Spangler just gives a super chat, no message. Thank you, Jackie.
Thanks.
GGG Goji 2002 says, hey, yes, Amala, say it louder. I have not seen one video of people threatening Target employees. I work at Target here in Vegas, and I'm constantly correcting all my coworkers about all this craziness.
Right. I'm just like, where is it at? And you know they wouldn't miss an opportunity if they had the video to play the video of somebody doing it. So maybe they're just hearing anecdotes from Target employees, or Target is doing the smart thing and they're using it as an excuse to get rid of products that are making people upset and are ruining their market cap.
Maybe. Dicks and Butts again says, I've been boycotting woke shoe companies. Used to wear Converse and Adidas. Now all I can wear are bread bags. I just thought of Kevin on The Office when he has like the tissue boxes as his shoes.
That's so funny. Well, John Isaac, who's featured in the Unwoke Inc. Documentary, he's working on his own sports apparel company, which is going to include sneakers. So you'll soon have shoes.
What did Adidas do with that $1 billion of Yeezys that they didn't sell? I want to know so we can get a hold of them.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to have some Yeezys.
Right? All right. Steven Sanders says, I would appreciate you covering my arrest back on December 12th, 22 over not wearing a face mask on public property. Where could I send you the details video on my page? Thank you for all you do.
You can send it to press@prageru.com. That's an email that you can send info. Or is it info@prageru.com?
Press is better for
press
us.
Press@prageru.com. It will.
That's wild, though. I'm sorry to hear that. But
yeah, that sucks. I just don't like to say that sucks. Not wearing a face mask, you can get arrested.
Yeah. Yeah. That stuff feels so long ago now, like the BLM riots and the COVID craziness and... It's not that far long ago.
Yeah.
And how short a memory we have.
Just there mentally blocked that. Today. Yeah.
I think most people did. Yeah. All right. The Nicodemus 1984 says, congratulations to you and your team. I can't wait to watch your documentary Unwoke. It's going to feel good. Unfortunately, here in France, we're slowly succumbing to the woke agenda.
So I've heard it's all over Europe now. And people are having these conversations. What I do like about the French is that there's been massive movements to move the language and the pronouns and things like that. And I forget, you guys have this I forget what it's called, but basically the top of the hierarchy as far as the French language basically said, absolutely not.
Académie Française.
Yeah. They're like, we're not changing anything. Our language is gendered for a reason. Hands off. It's staying the way it's staying. And I wish somebody just did that here.
Yeah, France is really based about some things and little questionable about others. But right. Thank you for watching. Merci de voir notre show de France. I studied a little French at college. I had to dust it off.
A little. He's fluent.
Mystic says, what do you think about news outlets calling the Target boycott an act of economic terrorism? They are blaming conservative creators. Plus, the employee safety excuse is their shield to any dispute.
We gave you our thoughts. That's how we think about it. And you know what? They wouldn't call it terrorism if left-leaning people were doing the exact same thing. And which they are. They don't support companies that don't support their values. And nobody ever raises an eyebrow at them and says that they're economic terrorists. It's a one-way street. It's one-way street every time.
Drama Forever says, Chick-fil-A was always diverse naturally, no matter race, gender, or sexuality. So I find it shameful that they would bow to wokeism like this, no longer proud to be a former Chick-fil-A employee.
Yeah, it's so
awesome
weird.
Awesome trailer, by the way.
I've never gone to Chick-fil-A and been like, oh my gosh, there's no diversity here. They just hire people who do their jobs well. It's about it. You get a little my pleasure at the end. You go about your business.
I saw there's a new Babylon Bee headline that said Chick-fil-A is training their white employees to say my privilege when they hand you things now. Which I thought was great.
That's so funny. Like, who cares who's handing them a chicken sandwich? Really? Who cares? Oh, yeah. You could have hired whoever you wanted at any moment without having to put it on your website that you don't discriminate. We get it.
And you already were. Like, were before 2 years ago or when they started their diversity initiatives, right, were they discriminating against people? No. So why are they doing it now? It's just because there's some sort of agenda at work that they're pandering to. And that's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
So anyway, getting all worked up again. Myra Myrick Smith says, I'm not shopping at Target because they support slavery. Not sure what slavery that's referring
products.
To.
I'm not sure what it's referring to anyways.
Maybe like Uyghur slave labor and their product supplier.
Yeah, who knows? It depends. Yeah.
I think we all...
at this point.
We all 3 degrees away from that somehow. But yeah.
I mean, probably less than 3 degrees at this point.
The Misery Chick says, I am bisexual and don't identify as part of the LGBTQ community. I'm attracted to men and women, but definitely not attracted to the politicization of my identity.
That's the move. That's the move because nobody cares. They're just like, yeah, that's cool. If anything, people are super into that right now. So you're chilling. Why do you need to be a part of a community? I get it. It makes people feel comfortable, like you have just built-in friends because of your identity. So I get the draw, but yeah. I'm glad that you didn't fall for it.
Kathy S. says, the Kinsey Syndrome doc. You can find it on YouTube and it exposes the roots of this gross woke agenda.
Yeah, the Kinsey and the money, the John Moneys of the world and all that stuff. It is very, very gross. Proceed with caution if you're going to look into that stuff. I know Matt Walsh touches on it in What is a Woman? If you want just a basic brush over of how some of this stuff came to be, it is shocking.
He's a pedophile.
Yep.
Let's just get to the chase. It was it was at least popularized, if not invented, by the whole gender ideology stuff by a pedophile. So,
yep.
Daisy says, do you guys not stream on Mondays anymore? Love the show as always.
Did we stream?
Memorial Day this week.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, we missed Monday because we had a day off. So sorry we took a day off. I know it's tough to go without.
We should have pre-recorded something, but yeah, most Mondays we are here.
Yeah, well, I was on vacation last week. Amla was on vacation partly last week, and we pre-recorded a bunch of stuff, but we did not make it all the way to this Monday. So our apologies, but we back.
I should have done a Succession wrap up Monday. That show finished out. Thought it was a good ending. If you guys watch that show, let me know your thoughts in the chat.
And I think this is our last one right now. Oh no, two of them. Odie says, would be nice to see corporations back real issues like homelessness, education, and poverty instead of fanning the flames of the culture war. Woke isn't helping anyone, just hurting the nation.
Dude, yeah, you remember when Domino's was filling potholes? Do y'all remember that? Domino's did this whole campaign of commercials where they just went out and filled potholes in the street and they're like, buy Domino's. And they put a little Domino logo over the potholes. Are you kidding me? That's the way to do something. That's wholesome. Actually solving a problem that the city cannot solve and showing the actual power of capitalism in doing that. I'm all for stuff like that.
Yeah,
be like Domino's.
That gives you hope in humanity again, stuff like that. It's right. Be a welcome break from that. And so much better than virtue signaling. Oh my gosh, you actually did something.
Yep.
Who's going to oppose you for fixing a pothole? That's
exactly.
Unity right there. Anyways, okay, Dylan Soul says, thank you for your talk about racism in the U.S. I'm white male married to a black woman. We are 24 together for 11 years and have never been treated with racism.
Mm, I think you're referring to our interracial video that we did, which we've done two of those now. Yesterday's video did surprisingly well. You guys were intrigued by the premise of that girl saying, I'm biracial and I don't date black men anymore. I was so nervous about making that video. Because I'm like, this could be misconstrued and taken the wrong way. So I just approached it from a bird's eye view. And you guys had so many comments, which I still need to go through and read through. There's nearly 3,000 comments on that video of you guys talking about your personal experiences, your views on it. So I'm glad we opened that can of worms.
Steven Sanders says, thank you for those details. I sent you the BWC footage, all the evidence I've gathered. I think that's the guy who got arrested.
Okay, so yeah, great. Thank you.
We'll take a look-see. And Nick Tyler says, sorry I'm late. Two things. Glad you're back, Taylor. I've been wanting to congratulate you for your winning Preakness pick. That's right. I won the horse race.
You did.
National treasure all day. Nick Cage did not let me down.
No, he didn't.
Can't wait for the new documentary. Thanks, Nick.
That's wonderful. And is that our last super chat?
I think so.
Okay. Guys, thank you so much for watching. I hope you had a good time. As I said before, Unwoke Inc., a short documentary made here at PragerU, hosted by me, goes out tomorrow at PragerU.com. We've posted the trailer and played it during this live. You can scroll back if you want to watch it. Leave a comment down below about how you feel about all the different stories that we've read out today. Are these companies that you are supporting, no longer supporting? Have you given up at this point because it's hard to keep up with? Let us know. And as always, we encourage healthy debate, so duke it out, but respectfully. Also, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we're live. That's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Plus, we post videos for you every single day, except Memorial Day. Sorry. We didn't do it that day. We'll be back.
Sorry, Daisy. Daisy gave one more super chat. So,
oh, yes.
That's okay. I think I missed you guys 2 weeks in a row. Haha, please take your time off.
Oh,
we will.
Thank you.
Thank you, Daisy.
Thank you, Daisy. Tomorrow, we have a video coming out, and I went and watched The New Little Mermaid in theaters, went home, watched the original Little Mermaid so that I could give you all a review and a breakdown of the two films compared to one another. So that'll be coming out tomorrow at 3 p.m. Pacific. You guys can check it out then. I'm excited for you to see it. We'll see you tomorrow.